Your Press TV news and brief. Right-wing alternative for Germany parties approved an anti-Islam manifesto at its Congress in Stuttgart. Manifesto calls for a public ban on Muslim veils and minarets in Germany. A Eurosceptic AfD is closely associated with the street anti-Islam movement called Pegida. At least 10 Turkish soldiers have been injured after a bomb explosion hit their station in the southeastern town of Dicle. Turkish officials blame Kurdistan Workers' Party militants for the attack. Earlier, the militants killed three soldiers in an ambush in the city of Nusaybin. In Turkish port city of Istanbul, a protester lost his life after being run over by a police water cannon vehicle. The incident happened during fierce clashes between security forces and demonstrators marking the International Workers' Day. Over 24,000 police were deployed throughout the city to contain the protests. Russian Defense Ministry says talks are underway to halt fighting between Syrian government forces and foreign-backed militants in Aleppo. Says negotiations are aimed at including the Flashpoint province in a temporary lull of fighting around Damascus and Latakia. Yemen's Ansarullah movement slams a former regime's delegation for suspending peace talks in Kuwait over alleged ceasefire violations. It says those who find their interest in continued war on Yemenis make baseless excuses to halt the peace process. The movement also reiterated its call for an end to Saudi airstrikes. Egyptian police have arrested two journalists after raiding the press syndicate in Cairo. The journalists were staging an anti-government sit-in inside the union when officers apprehended them. They're wanted for taking part in protests against President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's decision to hand over two strategic islands to Saudi Arabia. Anti-Iraqi protesters have left Baghdad's Green Zone after making demands for political reform. They stormed parliament a day earlier to show their frustration over the deadlock in forming a government. The protesters have pledged to return by the end of the week if their demands haven't been met. The United Nations says 15 refugees have gone missing since their boat sank in the Mediterranean on Friday. Accident happened just 4 hours after the boat left Libya for Italy. Only a day earlier, 84 asylum seekers went missing in a similar incident off the coast of Libya.